It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. The guy that thought it would be cool to ask out the girl. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Where's your teletype? Where is it? There we go.
Ripped it right off the wire.
Rip and read.
25-year-old guy in Syracuse told a woman at a church he was in the CIA and that terrorists were after him, so she'd think he was cool, and she'd go out with him. I don't know. Carla, does that work?
No, but I won't ever use it again. I'll tell you that right now.
Just like Bill Paxton with Arnold Schwarzenegger in True Lies.
Oh, your career as an international terrorist has been well documented.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, no.
Oh, yeah.
No. I sell cars. That's all.
That's all. Guys are such idiots.
You know, I'm done.
That's why you don't go CIA, FBI. You go like I do, mudflap money.
Mudflap money or special teams.
Special teams in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you go, Jared.
Exactly.
You can learn something from me.
I went flight attendant once, and the guy was like, what? Yeah, flight attendant. Really?
Years ago.
It was, you know, was after college.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Woman in Utah was hired as a cashier at a 7-Eleven last month. Her title was cashier.
Right.
On her first day, she stole $4,500 worth of prepaid credit cards. She survived that. Okay. On her second day, she took about $5,000 worth of money orders.
Jeez.
Anyway, she was arrested a few days later and just pleaded guilty to theft.
Probably good.
Blew the big career at the 7-Eleven.
Wow. Listen, Mike, millennials, they're starting all sorts of new trends. I'm blasting my quads. They're now spending hundreds of dollars on special consultants to help keep their plants alive because they don't know how to keep plants alive or grow them anymore.
They just water them.
No, Mike. They have people who had set up their watering schedules. They pick out the fertilizer. Sometimes they even pick out the plants.
Oh.
They will pay people to come and just be with the plants as well. So, because you need to talk to them. My mom used to say, they got to talk to your plants. Do you talk to your plants?
I do talk
to my
plants.
You have to. Yeah. One guy makes about $300 per client. Mm-hmm.
What?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, if this radio thing doesn't pan out.
If I'm not here Monday,
is this the same guy that cuddles people?
No, this is a different guy, Morty. That's a totally different millennial job. Don't confuse, Morty. Don't confuse. You can all kiss my fern if I'm not here on Monday. And I mentioned today is National Margarita Day.
Yes.
So there's a restaurant in San Antonio. They're celebrating with a 0.3K run.
I'm sorry?
0.3K.
0.3K.
0.3K. That's about, it's maybe a half mile. Maybe half mile. That's it. Yeah. If that might be just a little less than half mile. Now they have to down 4 mini margaritas while running the course.
Oh.
Okay. And then if they make it through, there's going to be a band there to perform for them. And then when they get to the finish line, they get a beerita to celebrate. So it's just one big lushy run. So enjoy if you live in San Antonio.
Yeah.
The restaurant is called La Familia Cortez Restaurant. Or Mike, La Familia Cortez Restaurant.
Stop it. Now you're just putting it in my face. Rubbing it in my face.
I am. Because it's Friday.
Arms.
And that's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.